Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the JAKKS Group First Quarter 2017 Sales Conference Call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. The call is chaired by JAKKS Chairman and Founder, Mr. Mario Moretti Poligato, the CEO, Mr. Gregorio Borgo, and the General Manager and CFO, Mr. Livio Labralesso. Mr. Moretti Poligato will make a brief introduction in Italian, and a translation will immediately follow. Please go ahead, sir.
Buongiorno a tutti. Sono soddisfatto dei risultati ottenuti dal gruppo JAKKS in questo inizio dell'anno. I ricavi registrano un aumento del 1,2% grazie alla performance positiva realizzata nel canale multimarca, che riporta una crescita pari al 6,3%, trainata in particolare dalle ottime performance di Russia, Est Europa e Cina, e dal canale e-commerce in crescita di oltre il 30%. Il canale multimarca riporta anche una solida crescita nel portafoglio ordini per la prossima stagione autunno-inverno 2017, in aumento del più 8%, grazie a una generalizzata buona performance in tutte le aree geografiche, confermando inoltre l'atteso incremento della marginalità. Per quanto riguarda il canale monomarca, sta proseguendo la prevista ottimizzazione della rete. Inoltre, la crescita delle vendite nei negozi comparabili è più 1,6%. La forte attenzione sulle efficienze operative, la razionalizzazione dell'offerta e il costante controllo dei costi sta portando i risultati attesi anche dal punto di vista della redditività. Tali risultati confermano quindi la forza e l'efficacia delle nostre scelte, che pongono in primo piano una scelta solida e profittevole. Sono fiducioso quindi che nell'esercizio in corso il gruppo potrà realizzare i risultati positivi con una redditività in linea con le aspettative.
I am satisfied with the results achieved by the JAKKS Group in the first quarter. Revenues increased thanks to the positive performance of the wholesale channel, which recorded a growth of 6.3%. This growth was particularly driven by the excellent performance in Russia, Eastern Europe, and China, and by the e-commerce channel, which grew more than 30%. The wholesale channel is also showing a solid growth in terms of order backlog for the upcoming 2017 fall-winter season, and up 8%. This is thanks to the overall good performance across all geographical areas, with the expected increase in margins also being confirmed. With regards to monobrand channel, the planned optimization of the store's network is underway. Furthermore, the growth in comparable store sales, with strong focus on operating efficiency, the rationalization of the product's offer, and tight cost control are also generating, the results we expected in terms of profitability. These results clearly confirm the strength and the effectiveness of our strategic choices, which focus on a solid and profitable growth. I am therefore confident that the group will achieve positive results this year, with profitability in line with our expectations. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning and good afternoon to everybody, and thank you for joining us today. This is Livio Labralesso speaking. I will give just a very quick summary regarding sales in order to leave room to your Q&A and above all to Mr. Borgo in order to comment the order backlog and the outlook for the fiscal year 2017. So please go to slide one. There are two key facts. Top line is positive, 298 million, up 1.2%. This is in line with our plan, both in terms of growth and I would add also in terms of profitability. We are not going to comment on the profit and loss, but this is a piece of information that we would like to give you. This is due to a positive trend in the wholesale channel that is very solid, a positive like-for-like, and these two factors have more than compensated the planned retail network optimization. The second information is that for winter 17 order backlog for the wholesale channel records a strong 8% growth with a solid performance in most markets. Moving to page 2, again, wholesale is up 6.6% with a positive growth in almost all countries, and inside this, e-commerce is continuing its strong momentum in all regions, delivering a double, more than a double-digit growth. DS channel is slightly down this quarter, totally due to the planned net closure. While like-for-like at the end of March is positive, 1.6%, versus a 3.2% in the same period of last year, also the current trading at the end of April is positive, 1.1%, and these results are explained by a sales period, January and February, when sales were substantially stable despite a challenging comparison base, and like-for-like in March and April have recorded an overall increase of 3%. The same dynamics explain the performance of the franchising channel, which shows a decrease of 6.9% due just to a higher number of net closures, 24 this quarter, and a like-for-like a little bit weaker than DOS. On page 3, you can find the retail network chart. During the first quarter, we continued with the planned rationalization of those stores showing below target profitability. We have closed 44 stores and opened 17 stores. Having a look at the new openings, you can see that they are concentrated in the rest of the world, 3 in Russia, 3 in Eastern Europe, 3 in Greater China, and the rest in Middle East. For the remaining part of the year, we expect a further optimization in Italy and Europe, and a network expansion in more responsive markets, such as Eastern Europe and China, ending with a balance of 40 additional net closures as planned. However, at year-end, we expect to deliver, in any case, a total top-line growth. Please turn to page 4, sales by region. This quarter, in Italy, top line is stable compared with last year. The optimization of the retail network has been offset by the wholesale channel growth. Europe is slightly negative due to the fact that the positive performance of the wholesale channel and the positive like-for-like have not completely balanced the net closure. However, this will recover within year-end. North America is down 1.2 million due to Canada. The rest of the world is up 14%, showing solid results across all markets, with the exception of Hong Kong. This growth was particularly driven by the excellent performance in Russia, Eastern Europe, and China. Please turn to page 5, where we have the sales breakdown by product. Footwear is up 1%, and apparel is up 4.5%, driven by the wholesale distribution. Let me now hand over to Mr. Gregorio Borgo for two topics. First, the fall winter 17 order backlog performance, and second, the outlook for the whole year.
Thank you, Livio. Good afternoon to everybody as well from my side. Please turn to page 6 to comment the fall winter 17 order backlog for the wholesale channel, which show a solid 8% growth. This is a strong result. We can see healthy performance in all main regions, all channels, all gender and product category. By product, footwear is up high single digit and apparel up mid single digit. By channel, every channel in the wholesale business is positive, with a web account keep overperforming. By country, easily Italy is in line with the previous year. We recorded a positive performance across all country, with particularly strong growth in Russia, Eastern Europe and China. But the most important news is that the gross margin relating to this fall-winter 2017 backlog is growing as expected of over 200 basis points, thanks to specific measure targeting design to cost and the complexity. Let's now move to our outlook for the full year. So let's move to page 7. We expect that the result achieved and action taken to date confirm a positive expectation for the year. In particular, these positive prospects are based on the following factors. First, the wholesale channel proved to be solid, with order backlog for the fall-winter 2017 increasing by 8% after already recording a +9% growth in the spring-summer 2017 season. Second, the gross margin relating to the fall-winter 2017 backlog is growing as expected, reporting an increase of over 200 basis points, as I said before, thanks to the complexity and design to cost. Third, we expect to improve the profitability of the retail channel as a result of speeding up network optimization in Europe, carrying out the planned expansion in the more reactive market, such as Eastern Europe and China, and focusing on profitability, taking into consideration also the expected increase in the like-for-like sales. And lastly, plans are underway to further increase productivity, decomplexity and operating efficiency, at the same time as implementing tight cost control. Moving now to page 8. The aim of this measure is to allow us to reach a sustainable and profitable growth with profitability result in line with the business plan presented last year, especially in the absolute term, as reflected in market consensus and expectation. However, this profitability result will be delivered with a different channel and geographic mix than originally expected, and therefore with a more prudent evolution of total sales as a result of retail optimization. As already commented during a full year 2016 presentation, we expect a special item in the region of 10 million, a result of the termination of employment of the previous CEO, the expected optimization of the network of DOS and franchise, the measure to be implemented to reduce general cost. In this context, as of today, we expect that the positive performance of the wholesale channel, combined with a slight increase in the like-for-like sales, will more than compensate the planned network optimization. We also assume that the low single-digit increase in turnover and expected improvement in the gross margin, combined with the measure taken to boost efficiency and cost control, will allow to the group to achieve level of profitability that are in line with market consensus and expectation, and which are therefore to be considered to be achievable even if challenging. Thank you very much for your attention. We are now ready for your question. Please, operator, you can open the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Ms. Paola Carboni of Equita SIM. Please go ahead, madam.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, everybody. I have a quick question on the Italian market. As far as the order backlog is concerned, because it's apparently flat for the for winter season, whilst this region was up mid-single digit, if I remember correctly, on the spring-summer backlog. So just to understand what's the situation in Italy, how do you see the brand and consumption in general there, or the health of your wholesale accounts? So just a few comments there on this apparent slowdown of the Italian market, at least in terms of backlog. Second question, if possible, if you can give us already some hints on the hedging for the on the US dollar for the spring summer next year. I had another point. Yes, sorry. On the like-for-like trend, you said March and April were apparently stronger than January and February. Is it correct to assume, however, that April was slowing down a bit? How did Easter play in this respect? Thank you so much.
Okay, I will answer to the first and the third question, and I will leave to Livio Libralesso the second one about aging. In Italy, I think Italy is our main market, and last year the sellout of our client was not really flying, and so in terms of backlog, we decided not to push too much in this market. Of course, now we are going to see with the reorder during the season if we can do better than that, but one of our target is in any case to increase our turnover in Europe, in the other market, but not to keep pushing in Italy. Also because if we keep pushing in Italy, we risk to have, let me say, an unbalanced situation, also considering the number of the DOS and the franchising we have in Italy. So we are trying to keep the balance as much as possible.
Okay, so was not coming from, for example, a credit situation of your accounts?
Not at all. Not at all. Was, let me say, a tactical decision, more because I don't think it's a strategic decision. Mm-hmm. The performance is very solid, and considering we had a +8 on the backlog, we thought was healthy to have a +8 with Italy doing zero. So means that the other country, they are doing on average a double-digit growth. We go to the third question, you are right. The like-for-like in April was less positive. We have, I think, but was in any case slightly positive. So was plus 0. Something. So was was lower in the speed of plus 1.6 of the first quarter. But I think March and April you have to see together, because last year Easter was in March and this year was in April. And also I think I was commenting before with my colleague, we had many long weekend in April, especially in Italy, that for us is the main market, because we had a long weekend for Easter. Then after Easter, we had the following weekend, the 25th of April, that was on Tuesday, so people get Monday as a day off, and then we had May 1st as the last long weekend. So I think was a slowdown, but was a slowdown that somehow we have foreseen. What is good, I think that both in March and in April, our like-for-like was positive, because we were able to increase our conversion. So I think we are working very much on conversion, because on traffic there are not many things we can do, but about conversion and units per transaction, I think there is more thing we can do, and we are working on this. I leave the floor to Livio to answer about hedging.
Yes, spring summer 18 hedging has been completed more or less at the same level of the US as of today. And in addition, let's say that in case US dollar will weaken a little bit, we have implemented also some flexible forward hedging. Consequently, I would say that the US dollar is not an issue for the first part of the year 18. Also due to the fact that the comparison base with spring-summer 17 is not challenging, because also in spring-summer 17 the exchange rate was more or less at the same level.
Sorry, just a follow-up, if I may, on the minus 40 net openings, so net closures, actually. You indicated for 2017, was that referred to the DOS channel only or to the whole of your monobrand network?
Total, including franchising. DOS is in the region of 30 and franchising in the region of 40. So I would say normal maintenance of the European network and expansion in Eastern Europe and Far East.
Okay, thank you very much.
Gentlemen, at this time there are no questions registered. Would you like to make some closing remarks? Gentlemen?
So if there are no more questions, I want to thank all the people who are participating to this conference. Of course, if you have any further question, you can refer directly to myself or Marina or Livio Libralesso. I thank you again for your attention. Goodbye and enjoy the evening. Thank you.